you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue our message titled, Somebody is Waiting for You.
Now I've come out of the old church that tells me what I can't have, and I got to be sick, and I got to be this. Now I see all the blessings I can have as a king's kid, but even God's not managing your blessings. He's managing the increase and says, you're the ox that if you're doing the work of spreading, then I'll let your mouth be covered. You will eat the good of the land. But that's as you're spreading. And a lot of us this year, we may not have spread as much as we should. So we may be perplexed about why aren't I getting the blessings? I look at certain people and I say, woo, that person, look at them. Look, oh, God, oh, man, God's working for them. Something's wrong. It's not working in me. And a lot of times it's just that decision of, am I spreading the gospel? Or am I looking at a God that I've heard so many messages that all he wants to do is give to me? He does want to give to you for the intent of you giving out, for the intent. You know, I was listening to some things Brother Copeland said, and he's got great revelation on sowing and reaping. And some of the principles that of the Word of God that's taught is God is a farmer of sorts. He is always looking for good soil. He's got plenty of seed. The seed might be the blessings. He is the God that owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. And in that day, that was considered a numerous wealth. God is El Shaddai, the God is more than enough. But the thing is how do I tap into some of the more than enough so I can build my Christian testimony? How do I do that? Well, one way you do it is to realize that God doesn't have it all up here just to put in your hand for you to live on the hill with the cattle. He has it to bless you with so that you can go out and bless other people. And I like the fact that the old church was teaching that I just had to give, or I wasn't a Christian. I couldn't have a nice car, couldn't have a nice house, couldn't have a healthy body because I'm teaching people all these lessons from my sickness. I'm teaching all these humility from being poor. I'm glad we got away from that, but we don't want to jump out of the ditch on one side of the road and jump in the ditch on the other side of now it's me. And a lot of people will accuse charismatic ministers or people preaching the word of God to the point of prosperity is a good thing of being that. And some of us probably have been. But God's saying, don't stop there. He says, oh, yeah, I'll get it to you. Yes, I want you blessed. Yes, it's my will that you be blessed. But this is requirements of you being blessed. I'm managing to increase. You be a person who increases other people. Let me open up my wallet and somebody's in need and I've got some finances. God's moving on my heart. Let me be a person who increases. Let me do the work of God. He's trying to increase people. He's trying to increase the kingdom. Let me seek first the kingdom of God for the point of increase. Let me go over here and see somebody's having a certain problem. Well, you know, I kind of had the problem. I heard a little bit of the word on that and I got some things I think I can give to them. Now stand there and look at them. You know, oh, that's bad. Oh, man, you know, ooh, you know, we do that. Or we may say nothing at all and just feel sorry and walk away. Are we managing increase like the manager God is trying to do? He wants increase in everybody's life, every sinner, every believer. But once you become a believer, he's managing your increase and says your increase will come as you take up the vision of increasing other people. Somebody's struggling and they're hurting. I want to increase them out of that situation by giving what I have and what God will multiply unto me to give. I want to see all of you blessed immeasurably. Why? Because I want everybody to say everybody goes to Joy Faith Christian Center's got all the money in the world. No, it's got nothing to do with that at all. It's got nothing to do with it at all. What I want to see is I want to see you being the testimony that people will come to you and say, what is it? And you don't say Joy Faith Christian Center, you say it's God. I just do the will of God. It's easy. That's all I do is the will of God. Well, how do you get so blessed? I obey the word. Not I go to Joy Faith Christian Center, that affluent church down there on the corner, because we're going to grow and we'll be affluent. And that's what people will blame it on. The fact that you're an affluent church. That's why you're blessed. But that's never the solution. That's the result of knowing the solution of managing to the point of increase. And the thing is what we're doing when we're not managing that increase, when we're not understanding that principle to sow for the purpose of reaping, and that God has sown into each of us, and that we come to church to get more seed so that we can get more harvest so that we can grow. If we miss the whole picture of what's going on there and we don't go out and plant, all of a sudden we'll stagnate. And even if you're blessed at that level, you never go to where God wants you to be. You never get the reward God wants you to have. You never attain to the position. And worse than that is somebody's waiting for you. What about the person who's facing the end of the road and you might be on the bus and you just minister Jesus anyway, even though you like, I ain't talking about bus. People don't want me talking to them. But you just get in your heart and you minister anyway. That person was waiting on you. They were waiting on you. God gave you what they needed to give to them to produce increase in the kingdom. They're waiting on you. How many people raise little children and the children have to wait their whole life and the parents never give them Jesus?
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyoffaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyoffaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
What about the person who's facing the end of the road and you might be on the bus and you just minister Jesus anyway, even though you like, I ain't talking about bus. People don't want me talking to them, but you just get in your heart and you minister anyway. That person was waiting on you. They were waiting on you. God gave you what they needed to give to them to produce increase in the kingdom. They're waiting on you. How many people raise little children and the children have to wait their whole life and the parents never give them Jesus? They never show them God. They never give them the word. They go through all the unnecessary problems. That may be some of us. Went through all kind of unnecessary problems waiting on mom and dad to get with God. And they never did. So we go another way, or they do. And then we're blessed by it. I stopped and I thought, I said, now, if I don't, you know, I sense the Lord telling me to go here and go witness and to do this and to go to this church and go to Oklahoma and then to go out here to. What about the people that are waiting on me? Oh, no, nobody's waiting on me. Somebody's always waiting on you because God's into spreading. And when you spread, if you want to use analogy, that bread is waiting on that peanut butter. It's got something's waiting to be spread it on to. The peanut butter's waiting to be spread it, and the bread's waiting to be spread. Something's waiting to be spread. There are people, there are more sinners than saints. There's a whole lot of places to spread, but it's not many people spreading. You ever heard that phrase, the field is white unto harvest? I mean, the laborers are was few. The harvest is plenteous. There's so many people out there that are waiting on what we have, waiting on the word, waiting on us to minister, waiting on us to finally give our lives to God. We got born again a long time ago, but we haven't given our life to God. God, I'm born again. You can have this corner, but my life is my life. And God says, look, you're not understanding this whole thing. I'm managing increase here. I've got people who I'm delegating and assigning and putting places and putting in positions who I'm letting them be financially blessed, physically blessed, all other kind of ways. But I'm putting them there to spread the gospel. See, we have to get a hold of that. Otherwise, we will be accused rightfully of just going after money and going after status and going after position. Seek ye first the kingdom. Well, but if, you know, that sounds like the old church, Pastor. If I start doing that, we're going to be poor and broke. No, because God is not going to cover up the mouth of the ox that treads the corn. If you're doing the work, you will get the reward. Don't even concentrate on the world reward. Don't even think about the reward. Just think about, I got to increase. And there's a hard decision that everybody who will mature spiritually will come to. And they will someday, if you stay on a track of mature growth in God, someday to hit you, I am not my own. I was bought with a price. Hallelujah. And it won't be anything like, oh, that's terrible, that's awful. No, it's like, good, I'm somebody else's responsibility. I ain't got to be my own responsibility. Somebody else has got to take care of my finances. Somebody else has got to take care of my worries. Somebody else got to take care of my problems. All I got to do is come to the Lord as a child. You know, children don't carry a whole lot of weight and strain, but we think we're so grown and so adult. But when you mature in God, you become like a child. That's the good thing about it. You begin to rely. You begin to depend. You begin to trust unquestionably. God, if you say I'm supposed to do this, I trust you. I'm going to just do it. But right now, because we think we're mature, but we're mature worldly and naturally sometimes, not spiritually. Spiritually mature is anybody who would come to me must first come as a child. Believing without questioning, humble. Trusting without worrying that you're going to fall down. I mean, you could do almost anything with your kids and they're just going to trust you. You say, come on, let's get in the car. You could be headed like some of these crazy people to throw them off the bridge somewhere, but they're going to go right along. They're trusting. But we have a loving God who he would never lead you to the bridge. He will only lead you to your prosperity, but he's telling you how to do it. But sometimes we're too grown. I could do this my way. God, I understand what you're saying. I see that, but I'm having a hard time with that. Why are you having a hard time? Disobedience is just a decision. Obedience is just a decision. You decide to obey, you decide to disobey. Why are you disobeying? No faith. Yeah, but I got faith in God. I'm born again. Do you and are you? Without faith, it's impossible. Hebrews 6:11 says, for without faith, it is impossible to please God. For they that will come to him must believe. You must believe in him and what? Let's open the Bible there. Some of you, I quoted and you guys are missing. What I want you to see what it says you must believe. Hebrews 11:6. It says, but without faith. Now, this is if you're a person that won't believe. This is you. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Now, I looked, because, you know, sometimes you get things lost in archaic language. So I looked in the lexicon and in the interlinear and in the dictionary, the Vines, the Strongs, to see if impossible meant not possible. And it does. It means totally, completely not possible. Well, but if, you know, that sounds like the old church, Pastor. If I start doing that, we're going to be poor and broke. No, because God is not going to cover up the mouth of the ox that treads the corn. If you're doing the work, you will get the reward. Don't even concentrate on the world reward. Don't even think about the reward. Just think about, I got to increase. And there's a hard decision that everybody who will mature spiritually will come to.
Today's message has been titled, Somebody is Waiting for You.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy of Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy of Faith family. Joy of Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Antioch RV Rentals, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is a Christian-owned